Sexuality is a virtue.
Good.
Me too.
Four.
Got it, right?
Okay.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a special meeting of the Public Utilities Committee here at the start of the meeting. Alderman Salvucci, Albright, Lappin, Crossley, Gentile, Stadberg, myself, Alderman Schnipper, and our committee clerk, John Sullivan. 241-10 National Grid Petition for Grant Location to install 229 feet of 4-inch gas main in Warren Road from the existing 12-inch gas main in Beacon Street, northerly to 17 Warren Road. Regan, come join us.
Good evening. My name is Dennis Regan, and I'm the permit representative from National Grid.
Oh.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Tonight, National Grid respectfully requests your consent to install and maintain approximately 229 feet, more or less, a 4-inch gas main in Warren Road, Newton, from the existing 12-inch gas main in Beacon Street, northerly to House 17 for a new gas service.
Okay, and this is as a request of this new gas service?
Paid
for by the resident.
Yes. This is not a new house, it's an existing house.
But they're changing the service.
Yes, they're gonna change the service and they're gonna use it to heat the house.
Okay, terrific.
Can I ask a question about that since I live next to you?
I'm sorry. At this point in time, I would like to open the public hearing. Is there any member of the public who would like to speak in favor or in opposition? Please identify yourself by name and address, please.
Okay. My name is Judy Burton. B-U-R-T-E-N. I live at 11 Warren Road, which is next to the house that is being requested, and I have a question.
Sure, go right ahead.
So if a gas line is installed from Beacon Street to this house, and we ever wanted to have a gas line put to our house, do I have to come back to a hearing? How does that work?
You have to get a permit to open the
I don't have gas currently.
You'd have to get a permit from the city to open the street. Then you'd have to notify the gas company to put the line in.
Would we have to pay if the line was already there?
Well, there'd be a cost for the service. Okay, this is what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and number 17 is paying to have this gas main put in there. And then once we get here, we're going to run the service into the house. Now, once the service, you're 11. Okay.
Yes.
A survey, a grant hearing wouldn't be requested because you presently have gas in front of your house. But you'd have to apply for a permit from the town, and somebody could arrange for somebody from sales to work with you to get that process started.
Okay.
But a grant is not required.
Okay, because I know there's gas at another part of our street, not here, down at this end of the street.
There would be a charge to you, but it's not nearly the same charge as running the line.
I see. So to tap off this line, it would be far less.
Yes.
Yes.
And you wouldn't have to come to us.
No.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Okay. That answered my question.
We're joined by Alderman Lennon. Is there any other member of the public who would like to speak on this? Hearing none and seeing none, I'll bring it back into committee. Any questions?
You're passing two other houses, I see, or one other house. Were they asked if they wanted gas or gas?
Yes, they were notified.
You were notified if you wanted it?
No, nobody ever asked me anything. I just got this notice in the mail.
Oh, you would have received something in the mail for us with this grant?
Nope. Okay. Can't say that.
That's the case. Everybody's notified along with their butters list.
Okay.
Can you check on it? Because apparently she was not.
Yeah, I can't. Actually, I can have somebody contact me.
Have they mailed something?
Somebody mailed.
About the hearing?
No, about would they be interested while the main's going by, while the main's going to be going by your house? That's the procedure.
Maybe the procedure, but I get the mail in my house and didn't receive anything, which is why I wanted to find out more information.
Terrific.
When they dig the street up, are they going to put it back exactly as it is? So
they have to. That's our ordinance. They have to. They're responsible for that. Okay? Sally, a question?
The
Any other questions from committee members? Before we take a vote on it, I would simply like to let you know, I know this is probably not your area, but we have docketed an item to talk about gas leaks and how they are impacting our trees.
Okay.
So somebody from National Grid is going to be asked to come and join us soon to talk to us about that because we are very concerned.
Okay.
We are not the only community where this is an issue, but if you could tell whoever would be the appropriate person that it has been docketed before this board and we are going to be calling upon them
sure.
to come and speak with this committee. Okay?
Yes.
Thank you. On this particular item, those in favor? That's 8-0. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The next item before us is 246-10, His Honor the Mayor, appointing Stephanie Gilman as Commissioner of Public Buildings pursuant to Section 3-3A of the City Charter, effective September 13th. This was an interim appointment. It does not become a full appointment until the board acts on it. Stephanie, could I ask you to come join us at the table? It has been my pleasure to speak with her multiple times during the interview process, and you might remember that she came to speak with us last spring on green issues.
The Mass Energy Insight Energy.
Yes, thank you.
The energy consumption piece.
Exactly. So she has been before us. Cheryl and I both served on the selection committee representing all of us, and we are delighted to welcome her. So why don't you, the committee did receive a copy of your resume, but why don't you just briefly tell us about your background and your interest in doing this.
Okay, well thank you. Nice to meet all of you.
I think you have.
Almost everyone. So my background is as an architect, and for the first part of my career, I worked as an architect on K-12 and college and university work. And then I went to work for State University of New York doing long-range capital planning, and that's really what sparked my interest in long-range capital planning. So I worked with 5 SUNY campuses and consultants and central administration and the campus themselves on assessing buildings and infrastructure and then developing a long-range capital plan. I also started getting interested in green building and sustainability there as well. And then moved on to Harvard Real Estate Services where I did a little bit of everything, improving the capital program management, really, at Harvard, getting consistency on contracts and various other protocols around design and construction. And also worked at the Office for Sustainability on greenhouse gas inventory. And then most recently worked with the City of Newton on collecting and organizing all of the city building's energy use. And, you know, my vision or my goal is really to get my arms around the condition of all the facilities. I have a pretty good idea of what the facilities are, though I haven't seen them all. And, you know, the public buildings department is really responsible for maintaining and operating those facilities, but looking to use city resources as efficiently as possible to make those buildings safe, sustainable, accessible, energy efficient, and really meet the needs of the city, and to have, you know, a roadmap to help us reach that goal. I don't know if
I would just
that gives you enough information.
Absolutely. We're going to open it up for questions in a minute, to mention that Stephanie is a Newton resident, and that she has been devoting countless hours to many of the issues in the city and volunteering through many boards and commissions. So we're delighted to have her on board, and I will open it up for questions. Susan?
So will you be talking with Noresco and seeing how they're doing? Have you already done that?
I haven't yet talked to Noresco. I know a little bit from working on the Energy Commission. I know a little bit about those projects, and Josh in the office is really following that. I do know that we're looking to get a little bit more detailed in the next phase, if we go out for another phase, to get a little bit better information. I haven't delved into it, but yes, that'll be part of it. Yeah. Because I'm collecting information about all of our buildings, and that's a huge pile of data.
That they've already... Tell us about it after you...
Okay, after I sit through it? Yeah, it's a lot of information to go through, and I know some of the members of the High Performance Building Coalition have looked at it, and the Energy Commission have looked at it a little bit, so... But it seems like it would make sense to review it, digest it, summarize it for this group.
Sally?
Do you have any knowledge yet, it's probably a little too premature, about the fact that Station 7 is being remodeled and so forth?
Fire station.
It's about to, they're...
They're going to remodel.
Right.
Are you aware of that?
Yes, it's right
down. Are you aware of the problems involved to this point?
I am not aware of specific problems.
Yeah, they're much delayed right now. Are you aware of that? And the reason being, do you know what the reason is?
I don't know. I don't know the background. Go ahead.
The matter is that they've got a house that they're going to put the firefighters in, a house. It's a trailer.
It's right where our building is.
That does not adequate, number one. Two, the structure to house the engine and the ladder, this is all coming hearsay to me.
Okay.
It's not adequate to cover the two trucks. So this is what's being delayed. The size of these two structures are not adequate, I was told. And I just wondered if you're coming into a firehouse, I got to tell you.
Yeah, literally.
A fire storm, I should say.
I already know.
So, I just wondered if you had any knowledge as to what was taking place.
No, I haven't yet had a chance to attend.
It's not a fair question.
No, I haven't yet had a chance to attend any of those meetings. I see the trailer that's out there adjacent to the public buildings office. And then there's another structure to house the fire engines. That's the first that I've heard that it's not adequate.
I'm getting this from the firehouse lawyers. I'm getting this from.
What are their concerns?
But they're not really lawyers. That the place isn't big enough.
It's not big enough.
Two structures there.
Madam Chair, I'd rather say that we talked about maybe giving an update to this committee, as we get back into session after Labor Day. And yes, we have had a couple meetings on. There are some concerns stepping out. Really a fair question.
I said it wasn't a fair question.
I understand.
I'm glad you raised it. Cause
I think we should probably just give an update to this committee.
Absolutely.
On some of those issues. And by that time, I'm sure Stephanie will be to speed on some of those.
I brought it up for that specific
reason. Okay.
I understand.
So, Rasco and Fire Station 7.
Four of us on the subcommittee are in the room, so that's why I'm saying we should probably have a meeting on it and present some information to this committee.
My look was just
we didn't measure it before we rented it. That's what my look was about. So
didn't measure
the structure. It depends on what.
Who takes the measurement?
Okay, I look forward to the update.
So this is something that you're aware of also?
No, I'm just hearing about this.
Which is one of the issues that you're going to deal with.
That people really do like to be informed, and as you can see, there's a little disconnect here.
Okay.
Well,
that's good to know.
So hopefully, as you, clearly this is something you do need to look into, and when you have a handle on it, we would look forward to an update.
Updates, okay.
You can't do it all yesterday.
How often does
this? You can't do it all with zero money.
Yeah.
So.
How often does this committee meet? Every other week?
Yes.
Or twice a month?
Twice a month. Yes.
Okay.
The first and third Wednesdays.
Okay.
Okay. But we will, once you're feeling that you have a handle on it, we will look forward to meeting with you, and also to hear how you're going about the capital needs assessment as you have a chance to get into that.
And I can tell you that, I'm meeting with the mayor and Bob Rooney and Maureen
Lemieux.
I'm still not sure how to pronounce her last name. Lemieux, is that how you
Maureen.
And Sarah Ecker weekly to keep that process moving forward. And right now we're trying to figure out kind of what's the overall plan to get there.
Okay, a lot to be done. We're all aware of that. Mm-hmm. Any other questions? I know that finance is hot on our heels. Lenny?
Just one comment on what you just mentioned, the capital needs assessment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and just to give you a little bit different perspective, because I'm sure it came up in some of your discussions as you went through the process. There's been a lot of talk about, you know, an extensive study.
Mm-hmm.
And while I understand and appreciate, you know, studies and planning and so forth, I'm also not a big fan of spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to find out pretty much what we know as far as the needs of a lot of our buildings. I prefer to take that money and put it into the buildings. So I'm sure you've heard a lot differently from other people. So I just have a little different take on it.
I should say I agree with you, and my goal right now is just gathering all the information that's already been generated, because there are so many studies and reports, and you know, there's a lot of information. So it's figuring out what we already know before we decide what we need to find out.
Sure.
I'm thrilled that Stephanie is working with us. I have complete confidence that she could put together this inventory and prioritize for us, so we'll be able to make reasonable, intelligent decisions on what we spend money on. And I will move approval.
Perfect. Any further comments or questions?
Well, I guess I'd just like to add for the record, I had the great pleasure of working with Stephanie over the last year. She was a critical volunteer in the process of accumulating the data we needed to satisfy the state DOER program and earn our Green Communities badge. And Stephanie was with us from the beginning to the end and just pulled up her sleeves, got to work, and got it done. I don't know how we would have done it without her, actually. So.
Everybody did great work on that, but did I hear David Tananzini correct the other night that there was the state maybe changed the way that they were going to hand out the money?
No, that's a past tense. You heard him complain about the fact that they were offering up to $1 million per community, and then 2 weeks before the grant was due, before the application was due, they determined how much they were giving. So we were getting $179.5 2 weeks in advance, and he was just registering a retroactive complaint for all the.
That he was hoping that at one time it may have been more.
More,
okay.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, we need to move this along because finance needs to meet and Shauna needs to get this typed up for us for the full board.
Finance is going to take hopefully 2 minutes.
Yes, exactly. So
that meet
that
will, at 7:30 too.
That will give her a chance to do it. So, welcome aboard. We are delighted. Formal vote. Those in favor? 8-0. Thank you. We are delighted to have you with us. Turn it over now to...
Okay, I'm going to go run next door then. Do you need 222, I think. 222, okay.
Yeah.
As a little introduction.